Well, it's a nice respite from the sun as we're in the show arena here at the Warren County 4-H Fairgrounds. Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios for WITY, and I'm in the presence of royalty here at the Warren County Fair. We've got the Fair Queen for 2025, CeCe Blankenship, and the first runner-up, Allie Johnson. Girls, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yes, it's absolutely a great opportunity. Thank you.
Well, I know that we've talked with both of you before, and it's always exciting whenever we see some of the veteran 4-H folks make their way to royalty. So we're going to ask you each about your experiences here. We'll start with the Queen, Your Highness, CeCe Blankenship. We've talked to you before and probably showing a little less this year because of your Queen duties, I'm guessing.
Yep. So last year was my 10th year. So this year I'm no longer showing animals, but I'm here representing.
Very good. And so tell us a little bit about you for those that may not remember our interview last year.
Yeah, so I'm CeCe Blankenship. I went to Seeger High School here in Warren County, and now I am a student at Purdue. I major in ag business. I was a 10-year 4-H member here. I was really involved in swine. In my last couple years, I got into sheep, so that's been a great experience. So now I'm back here trying to give back to this community who brought me to where I am today, and excited to just be the ambassador for the fair.
Is there a particular aspect of ag business you're looking to go into, or are you still trying to decide that?
So my end goal is to become a 4-H educator, actually. So that will require me to go to grad school. There's a program at Purdue specifically for being an extension educator. So that's my plan as of right now.
Very nice. And of course, there's always a need for ag educators out there, whether it be in the classroom, doing ag in the classroom, working for Purdue Extension or something of that nature. And there's just so many realms you can go down. It doesn't necessarily always have to be within the school, which is pretty nice. There's so many community education things that you can look at there.
Yes, I think there's it opens a lot of doors for you. So that's something to look forward to.
Absolutely. Do you miss it? Do you miss showing?
Oh, 100%. I would go back in a heartbeat, but I'm really excited to still be able to be involved within our county, which is a great thing. They're really good about being inclusive with everyone, even if they're outside of their showing years.
Now, did you enter pageants before, or is this a first go-around for you?
Nope. So this was very first go-around. If you would have asked me when I was a young kid, I never would have seen myself being in a pageant. I've always wanted to run for Miss Warren County, but it kind of felt unreal until I was there, and now here we are. So.
Well, and there again, I think a lot of folks think, okay, it's a beauty pageant. Well, no, it's a lot more because you have the ag background and you have to be a fluent speaker. You have to do so many things correctly whenever you're up there and showing in front of the crowd.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more that goes into it than just the looks and the outfits. I think it's a lot of just being professional and genuine, especially with the judges. They just want to know more about you and your personality as you're going to be representing everyone.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure you're going to represent Warren County well, as you have for years with 4-H. And before we wrap up with you here, how did your 4-H experience prepare you for this run for being queen?
Yeah, so I think my 4-H experience allowed me to get really involved with so many people in our community and just be able to network and meet a lot of people who can open new doors, like I said. And it kind of allowed me just to be a little more well-known by everyone, and it made me really passionate about Warren County and helping others, and especially getting the youth involved, I think, is important because that's where I started, just, you know, I think second graders, mini 4-H. And so just from there, I think instilling some passion in them and making them excited about it is really important.
Well, we're excited for you, CeCe. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much.
All right, now we got Allie Johnson. She's the first runner-up, and I'm guessing, is it like a queen assistant now that you have to take on?
Or yes, I'm essentially CeCe's personal assistant, fetching a few coffees here and there, maybe chauffeuring around in our cool truck.
You do all the hard work.
Yes, I do all the heavy lifting for her, make sure she doesn't break a nail.
So tell us about your experience, Allie. You, too, have a long history of being in 4-H here.
Yes, I was a 10-year 4-H member myself. I showed both swine and beef. Me and CeCe have grown up together doing all the adventures around the fairgrounds, from the talent show to doing a 3-on-3 basketball, which never went very well for us. But we kind of grew up here. This is where I kind of met CeCe, and we hit it off. Always at shows together, even if we weren't exhibiting. I attended Seeger High School as well. and I graduated last year. I'm now attending Murray State University in Murray, Kentucky, where I'm majoring in agronomy with a minor in sales and marketing. And so it's kind of been a great experience to come back, and I'm very glad I've been here because having younger siblings in the fair, it makes it a good way to stay involved but not be hovering on her.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about your pageant experience here. Was this a first time for you?
This was a very first time for me, and just like Cece, I never would have saw myself in a pageant. But it is an absolutely amazing experience, and anybody who's ever thought about doing it, I highly recommend because you learn a lot about yourself.
Agronomy, like ag business, also an industry that is just blowing the doors off of it right now. So many different ways you can go with agronomy, especially with a minor. And then even if you wanted to stack and do some things upon that, there's seemingly a lot of different ways you can go. Do you have any thoughts?
As of right now, I don't. But I'm currently interning with Precision Agronomics in Covington, Indiana. And they are an agronomy-based company, and they're absolutely amazing. So as a future idea, I do hope to come back maybe right after college and work for them until I find a different job.
Very good. Great company to work for there and get a lot of knowledge. So tell us a little bit about whether or not you miss showing, because Cece sounds like she misses showing. There's a little bit of a different atmosphere in prepping for a fair whenever you don't have animals that are getting prepared.
I 100% miss it as well, especially with having a younger sibling. I cannot describe the amount of happiness I have being in the same ring as my younger sister. Though I always want to beat her, there is no greater happiness than seeing her win. And so I really miss that, and I really miss competing against my friends. Having those people who you know are there for you no matter what, but having them win, even if you've lost, it is still the most happiest day of your life.
Well, I can tell right off the bat, before we even got a microphone to you girls, that it really feels like it's 1A and 1B here. Yeah, you guys are really happy for each other and really kind of share in this excitement. And more so, I think probably even more than the queen and first runner-up, you guys are just excited to share the representation for Warren County, for Seeger High School, and for this 4-H group.
Yeah, most definitely. Like Ali was saying, we grew up together, both very involved in 4-H. And I think we're both just really excited to be here and sharing this experience together as we did our whole childhood here. And just kind of a full circle moment and giving back to everyone, seeing new faces, seeing familiar faces, just all of the above.
Because I know Allie's the holder of the schedule and making sure that the queen gets to everywhere she needs to go on time, while also maintaining that she can get everywhere she needs to go. What does the rest of the week look like for you here? Is it a pretty busy week? Are you going to be showing up at a lot of events?
Yes, we will be at almost every event, or at least we're going to try to. You can definitely catch us at almost any livestock event. And hopefully you could see me and Cece popping off on our talents on Friday at the talent show.
Do we have a sneak peek or at least a mention, or is it still being under wraps here?
So it's pretty confidential information, and I just encourage you all to make an appearance at the talent show to find out what our entertainment's going to be for you all.
If I remember correctly, last year was under wraps. What did you end up doing last year?
So last year we did a miming performance. Okay. To Big Green Tractor. So yep, it was really good. Unfortunately, we did not place. We were pretty upset about it, but I think we were probably the people's choice.
I'm guessing the judges don't know talent when they see it. Is that correct there, Allie?
That is very correct. I think they missed an opportunity to have us win, but you know what? It gave us more confidence and motivation to come back this year and win.
Well, and if you guys win that this year, it's just icing on the cake aside from the crowns, right?
Yes, it is.
Exactly.
Very good. Before we tie up with you, any aspects personally that you're looking forward to for the fair this week, aside from your queenly duties, is there any other aspect to any particular rides, foods, people that you're wanting to see, shows you're wanting to hit?
Yeah, I'm super excited to eat all the yummy fair food all week long. That's always a great part of it. And just coming back to watch all the livestock shows, I think is really important for both of us. Since we were both in them, you know, just last year, we're excited to come back and still be able to help without being stressed out and in the ring all day long.
Absolutely. How about you, Allie?
I'm just excited to see all the shows, especially having friends and family still in it. It makes it really exciting to watch. So I'm excited to catch the swine show and the beef show, where I've got a lot of friends and family in.
We've taken a lot of their time. Cece Blankenship, the queen of the Warren County Fair. Allie Johnson, the first runner-up. Congratulations. Thanks again for spending time. Always great catching up with you. All the best whenever you goes back to school. Go Boilers, go Racers.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yep, shoes up.
There we go. We'll have more reports coming up here from the Warren County 4-H Fair. Chad Baker for WITY.